This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
They try to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you know, no, no. I ain't got the time, but if my daddy thinks I'm fine. They try to make me go to rehab, but I won't go, go, go.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. It's not unusual to have performers doing covers, and this Friday and Saturday at No Black Tie, Dasha Logan will be singing songs by Amy Winehouse. But she has something, or rather someone special to get things right, or writer perhaps, a guitarist named Robin Banerjee, whom you can catch on YouTube performing You Know I'm No Good with Amy Winehouse. The show was held in conjunction with an Amy Winehouse exhibition titled A Family Portrait at the Museum of the Jewish People, and he's here today with, of course, Dasha Logan. You just heard the both of them performing Rehab, and together they're going to be performing, as mentioned, Amy Winehouse's songs. Good afternoon, lady and gentlemen.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
We're also joined in the studio, of course, by Lim Sun Hing.
Hi.
So, Robin, what's it like to be introduced and to be known as the guitarist who played on Back to Black? Because it's one of kind of those big iconic albums, I think, of the last few decades, I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, well, it's good to be here. Thank you for having us. It was a complete honour to play on that record, as it's become quite an iconic album, as you said. And so it was a real privilege to be asked to play on a few songs on the album. Yes, it's great.
I mean, how do you feel? Something we kind of talked about just before the show started, that to be associated with Amy Winehouse, I guess, is great. But do you feel that this also kind of has this little shadow that you have to live under? Because everywhere I research, it says, you know, Robin Banerjee, guitarist who played with Amy Winehouse. It's like almost that has to be a tag attached to your name.
I suppose for me, it's a complete honour to be associated with such a great songwriter and a great person that Amy was. And for me, it really has only helped my musical journey, my career. It's opened a lot of doors for me. I now travel across the world to do concerts. And when I'm there, I do mainly tribute shows for Amy, but I also do other stuff like jazz music under my own name. So it's not really something that weighs me down. It's something that lifts me up, I think.
Open doors, like you just said.
Yes, indeed, yes.
What was the road that led to you being in the studio for that particular recording?
Well, I guess just to fill you in, I mean, I'm on some of the tracks of Back to Black, which were recorded after the main album, and they were added on to the album. So that was like a series of events where I kept bumping into Amy in different clubs in London where there was live music, live jam sessions, like you have here in KL. Amy was very much a musician, so she would go to these jam sessions and meet the musicians herself. So because Amy had such a hands-on approach to picking the musicians, it was inevitable that perhaps our paths were going to cross, because I would also be in these jam sessions where everyone was playing, and eventually we met up that way in a jam session in London.
So let's take it a step further back then. You know, what
history.
Led to you? Yeah, you know, what led to you being at those jam sessions in the first place? What was your own musical journey? What led up to you becoming a guitarist?
Well, I guess growing up in London, you were exposed to different styles of music, reggae, soul, jazz, pop music. And it's a cultural thing. I think in the UK, you if you play an instrument, you go to the local jam session and you meet other musicians and you play. And it's almost like a cultural thing. It's like something you just do as second nature. And then occasionally you do get these well-known artists that come along and, you know, looking for the next guitarist and for their band, or, you know.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
It's 28 years now.
What led you to it, of all instruments?
I think when I was growing up, I listened to the great guitarist George Benson, the jazz guitarist, and he inspired me to play sort of that way. I was wondering, well, who's this guy on the radio playing this soul jazz? It was very much the fusion of the soul, the feeling of the soul and the expression of jazz that inspired me to play the guitar in the first place.
I read that you also started working with a Czech singer, Patricia?
Yes.
Well, to perform at the Prague Proms on account of a couch crashing when you needed a place to stay. How often are collaborative projects born out of, you know, happy accidents like that?
More often than you can imagine. Yeah, you go to a particular city, you go there for the musical experience, the cultural experience. You crash on someone's sofa and then suddenly, oh, do you want to do my next album? Or shall we have a jam? That usually happens. Shall we have a jam? And then one thing leads to the other. And you're, next thing you know, you're playing with a full band. You're doing an album with them. And
it's your meeting with Dasha the same way? Did you crash on her couch or did she crash on your couch?
Well, meeting Dasha was a complete honour. It was just such perfect timing because I was at the famous jazz club in London called Ronnie Scott's, where all the people come through and play. And Dasha was there singing a ballad, I believe. Mm-hmm. And she just blew me away with her voice, her presence. I really thought, I have to know who this person is. I have to introduce myself. Because I'd never... She's got a unique voice, like a real soulful, jazzy voice. So I introduced myself, and that's how we met, in the jam session mm-hmm. part of the evening.
Dasha, do you remember that incident in the same way? You know, what was it like for you?
Well, yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. Robin mentioned the culture of how musicians go for jam sessions, and we do it here in Malaysia too. So when I went to London and did the same thing, went to Ronnie Scott's and managed to get a slot to sing at the jam session, and Robin was playing the guitar. The song I was doing is I Wish You Love. And when I got off stage, the musicians were so nice. Everyone came up and talked to me, and Robin was like, hi, I'm Robin, you know, you can sing. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then I think I came back to Malaysia, and before going back to London a second time, I sent him a message saying, I'm coming back, let's meet up. And then we became friends.
And how often have you performed together?
Well, this is the first time in Malaysia, but in London quite a lot. We performed quite a bit in London, and we were doing all kinds of songs. We did a lot of jazz covers, we did some Amy covers, we were in studio, we did a video clip. We actually worked together quite a lot.
What is it about your musical styles that, or, you know, your musical styles or your personal styles that made working together such a nice fit for the both of you?
Well, I think Dasha and I have similar tastes in music. Mm-hmm. So we probably both listen to a lot of jazz, as well as a lot of soul, contemporary pop, classic soul. And I think that it's the listening, I think, that bonds two or more people together, like musician-wise. Like, I think it's what we listen to. And also, it's not just about that. It's, I think it's the chemistry. Like, when I mm-hmm. played with Dasha for the first time, I felt like it was effortless. We just play. Yeah. I listen, she listen, she sing, I play. Simple as that. Yeah.
Sounds so easy.
It's just easy working together. So, yeah.
Now, you said that you are here in Malaysia on your kind of last leg because you were also in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Playing Canto Pop?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us about that. Like, you know, jazz musician, UK, playing Canto Pop.
Yes.
How does that work?
Yes, it may sound quite far-fetched, but I've been making several trips to Hong Kong. Someone invited me to do a show there, you know, performing mainly songs of Amy Winehouse as a tribute. And one thing led to another, and I ended up being introduced to some of the Canto Pop singers in Hong Kong, such as Bianca Wu, KC, and George Lam. So I've been working with them on an album recently.
I assume that they are singing in Cantonese, a language that you might not have any facility with?
I only know Umgoi Sai, and that's it. yeah, but some of the songs are in English, but most of it is Cantonese and even Mandarin.
So as a musician, you know, like you were saying earlier, that when you play with Dasha, you listen to her, she listens to you. And I assume because she's singing in English, that content part becomes a little bit easier. Now, somebody singing in Cantonese, so how do you listen?
The way I listen is I listen for the voice. I listen what the voice is doing at that moment, and I lock into that energy, that rhythm, and I just play either what I've been instructed to play or something that just comes to mind. Mainly from jazz, from soul, I put my flavour there, and then we sort of work it from there.
We're speaking today with guitarist Robin Banerjee and Dasha Logan, singer. And together we've been talking about Songs for Amy and Robin's work in that area as well. Up next, we are going to be finding out more about Songs for Amy, the performance that will be taking place over the weekend. But in the meantime, they will be singing us out into the break. With a little bit of a setup.
He left no time to regret, kept himself away with his same old safe bet. Me and my head high and my tears dry, get on without your guide. You went back to what you knew, so far removed from all that we've been through. And I thread the troubled tracks, my eyes are stared, I go back to black. We always say goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I'll go back to black. Should be stronger than me. You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Not pale in comparison to who you think I am. You always want to talk it through. I don't care. I always have to cover you when I'm there.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin, and the two that you just heard playing together, Robin Banerjee on guitar and Dasha Logan singing Amy Winehouse, of course. And we're talking about their upcoming performance, Songs for Amy. Now, before we get into the performance itself and why Amy Winehouse per se, Robin, how would you describe the kind of music you play? Because we've been wandering quite a bit across the park, and from Amy Winehouse to Cantopop, it's no small feat. You know, you're jumping not just atlases, but huge musical styles. Yeah, how would you describe what it is that you do?
I think primarily I come from jazz. So I grew up listening to Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, George Benson, Wes Montgomery. So that's my initial grounding. And then I go off into pop music. Current contemporary pop, Adele, Amy Winehouse, classic pop, soul, Aretha Franklin. So it's very much a fusion is what I play.
Now, you have mentioned your influences. You started talking about the guy who you heard playing guitar. Who are the contemporary singers you listen to?
Well, I suppose current singers like Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, Adele, Robin Thicke, and I suppose jazz singers. There's a guy, I've forgotten his name now, a US guy. Do you know who that is, Jasha? He sings jazz.
He's from America.
He's American, he's about 50. That's all I know.
Do you think as a musician you listen differently?
Yes, I listen like anyone listens to music when they put music in the CD player, but sometimes I analyze it. You hear musicians, they say they analyze the bass or they analyze the voice. Mm. So sometimes I find myself analyzing it. You can't help it. There's something you do.
Just breaking it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
So when do you do both? Or do you say, I'm listening, therefore I'm listening. I'm analyzing. Both are different activities.
If I've just got the iPod on or I'm just listening. I'm not thinking about how I'm going to play this later on or something. I only do that when I'm studying for a show. So the shows that we have coming up in Kuala Lumpur this weekend, I will be listening to those songs in a studying frame of mind. How am I going to play these, perform these with the band?
So the songs that you have played before, you, I guess you don't need to really think about that. But how does Dasha's kind of style change how you play?
It's a good question. I mean, Dasha and I in particular have a unique chemistry where she sings, I play, and I just hear it's natural. With certain singers, you play more naturally. So with Dasha, I just play, I just be myself. I'm not really thinking I need to adapt to her playing because it's so natural. Some singers I have to adapt more. If they're a bit more straight or a bit stiff, I have to go a bit that way. But Dasha's quite loose, quite kind of soulful, loose, you know, so that suits my style.
And the two of you are coming together on songs for Amy, and that would be a singer that you've worked with in the past, and there's a reimagining, I suppose, of sorts here. How did it come about? Why songs for Amy? Why KL?
Well, I've been wanting to get Robin here for quite a while because we worked together in London, and I wanted to bring him to my hometown and show him what Malaysians are like. And when we first met, I didn't know he was Amy Winehouse's guitarist, so we were just doing jazz shows together. And then I think a friend of mine told me, and then it was, okay, let's do a few Amy Winehouse songs. And this tribute also is because it's been 5 years since she passed away, and I'm a massive Amy Winehouse fan, so I think I just forced him, like, you must do this show with me.
Do you find, Dasha, do you find commonalities between you and Amy Winehouse?
I do. I find quite a lot. I think what drew me towards her more than anything is how honest she was with her writing. Like, she wrote about what she knew. She wasn't shy about the words she used. She wasn't shy about how she phrased it. And I aspire to write like her. And I also want to be able to just sing songs about whatever comes to mind. It doesn't have to be about love. It doesn't have to be about breakups. It's just very, oh, I feel like singing about this. And that's how Amy, to me, that's how she writes. And that's how she sings.
And considering that you come from a place of being a fan, how will you be performing her songs? I mean, is there some pressure? Because I use the word iconic with Amy Winehouse quite deliberately, because she is very iconic, not just in terms of how she looked, but also how she sounded. Her voice is one of those voices where you hear it from another room and you know, oh, that's Amy Winehouse. Yeah. So as someone singing those songs, you know, and as someone who is a fan and who would know those songs, how does that work out for you?
Well, pressure is definitely on, because in Malaysia we've got loads of Amy Winehouse fans and lots of musical fans as well. I think what I'm trying to do is trying to deliver the song how it affects me, how what it means to me. So that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm not going to try to impersonate her or sound like her or try to move like her, but I'm going to try and sing the songs the way she probably wanted it to sound.
You're going to do your hair differently in any way?
No,
some wall paint on your face, no?
I think I'm not going to try to look like her or move like her, but, you know, she has her the things that are Amy Winehouse, like her eyeliner, and like she had little cute moves. So, I don't know, maybe I'll try. I still don't know what I'm going to wear tomorrow yet.
Her music's often described as kind of a bit dark. Do you have a dark side?
Well, I've got two songs released, which is about breakups and leaving boyfriends. So I don't think mine's so dark per se, but I'm definitely leaning more to the situations that people don't usually write about.
Yeah. So when you say you want to sing the songs in terms of what they mean to you, how would you describe Amy Winehouse's songs? You used the word honest just now, and I think that's a really good start because that's one of the first things that tend to come to mind.
Yeah, really. It's just really, it's very raw, very basic. Even when she wrote and when she would jam and she would come up with songs on her own, it was just very, it wasn't too complicated. It was very simple, and she just sang what she wanted to say. She didn't try to overthink the chords or the words. It was just very, like, it just flowed out of her. Like, this is what I want to say. And for me, it connects to me because I want to do that. And it's very pure, I think.
Robin, what has it been like for you performing with so many different types of singers and so many different singers in general doing Amy Winehouse?
It's been very interesting to see how different people interpret Amy's songs. because I suppose the way Amy wrote was very personal to her life, and but it also shows that a lot of people related to her life and her story, and therefore a lot of singers enjoy singing the songs. Sometimes it's enjoyment, sometimes it's passion and emotion. So certainly people sing them in different styles. And like Dasha was just saying, me personally, I prefer when people just sing the songs as they would sing it, and not to copy or anything. I don't think that would happen here in this case, but yeah.
How did you guys come up with the playlist?
Oh, that would be me. I don't know. These are very much songs that I like and songs which I relate to as well. And I've seen all of her videos online, and Robin's... I would watch Robin play. I was like, I know Robin play. I know that guy. And then he played it so easily. Like, yeah, I know he knows this one. So the playlist is, I think, a mixture of my favorites. And Robin's also going to be doing some selections of the songs as well, I think. Yeah.
And watching the both of you perform just now as introduction to the interview itself, I mean, I do see that chemistry. You know, both of you are incredibly relaxed. It's like, you know, really like warm milk. One cup being poured into warm milk in another cup, and you both just gonna let things flow. So when we go to No Black Tie this Friday and Saturday, are we gonna see this kind of warm milk kind of performance?
I think so. I think it'll be a continuation. There'll be more cows, more milk. More.
Yeah, we've got a band as well, and it's a band that I've worked with for many years. So we have good chemistry, and I know I've got chemistry with Robin. So I think it'll be a really nice sync between us all. So I'm just nervous because I've got a show, and there's a little bit of pressure. But I'm quite sure once I get up on stage, it'll all just melt away.
Dasha Logan and Robin Banerjee's Songs for Amy takes place this Friday, Saturday and Sunday at 10 p.m. at No Black Tie. The show starts at 10, as mentioned, and tickets are priced at 74 ringgit. And they are also going to, of course, be singing us out today. So what have we got?
We're going to be doing Love is a Losing Game.
Okay, wonderful.
Sad song, but so nice. All right. For you I was a flame. Love is a losing game. Faster if fire.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.